Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
You're just saying off air, you're a fan of ELO in the
day. Oh, I loved ELO. They were my favourite.
Yeah, their songs still sound good, don't they?
They still sound terrific.
You've received an email from Liz from Maryborough she's had two dogs. One of them passed away recently, and she's just brought a new dog into the fold. And I guess she's trying to get that mix right, to bring a new dog in. When do you put them together? What's their dynamic going to be? I'm sure you've encountered this problem many times.
This is one of the saddest things that that we often help dealing with. You know, the loss of a pet is a loss of a family member. And I know myself, it's a very tough thing. You never get over it. And trying to go through that grief process is very painful and difficult. And it also is for dogs. We have science studies out now that dogs do feel grief, and especially if two dogs have been together for quite some time, it cuts them to the core as well. So bringing a new dog into the home can be a really great idea when you're ready. And that's the key. Bringing a dog in too early when you're still trying to deal with things. And we hear a lot of other family members, they see the grief and they go and buy a puppy for the person who's lost a dog, but that person's not ready. So that's a really, really important. And it will be important for everybody. And often buying a pup can help just shift that focus a little bit, because puppies are so needy and they need love and they need time, and they actually do help, I think, with the grieving process, because you can't help but endorse them and bring them into the home. And the same for the other dog as well. Now, when you bring any other pet into a home, you need to manage that well. So you need to make sure that they've given time to bond and connect. If you've got an older dog and you're bringing in a puppy, just be mindful that you've got different energy levels, different times of life. So you need to manage that. But the sooner they can get a connection together, the better. So maybe the older dog, letting the older dog be in charge of the pup and just watching how they respond to one another. So if we're seeing any, oh, this puppy's exhausting me, please take him away, then absolutely do that. The thing I would say for the human that's also grieving, for the humans in the home, is make sure that you're in an emotional place to let that pup or that other dog be who they are. And often we can try and, that pup isn't like my old dog. The truth of it is, you're never going to get the dog that's like your old dog.
So don't put too much pressure on your new dog?
Don't put too much pressure on your new dog. And also remember that dogs feel emotion. They don't know why they're feeling, why the emotion is there, but they feel our emotion. They can smell our emotion. So that's a big weight on a dog as well. So you have to be in that place where you are ready and you're open to the new personality, because they're always different. What I tend to do, I often think with especially when I've lost a dog, the pain that you feel is so intense, but I would rather go through that and have had that time with that dog and those memories that can never be replaced. Mm. And then when I bring another dog into my home, here's another opportunity to express love and to provide for this dog and to receive the love that they've got to give me. So that's my advice, but it's a very sad ordeal for everybody involved.
Good on you, Joe. Great advice there. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Sean.